News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, Aer Lingus has accepted a Labour Court recommendation of 17.75% as a pay increase over 4 years for pilots, while IALPA, the pilots' union, are having a meeting today of their executive to decide how they are going to respond to it. So could the Aer Lingus strikes be coming to an end? Professor Michael Doherty, Professor in Employment Law at Maynooth University, joins us. Michael, we talk regularly, you and I, about all of this. Is this the start of white smoke, do you think?
Morning, Ciara. Well, as I look out my window and watch the rain pouring down, I think we're all hoping that the answer to that question is yes. This is a significant development. We've been waiting for this since last week, and the court has, you know, given a fairly comprehensive recommendation here. There's something in it for everyone, as tends to be the way with these recommendations. So we're kind of hoping that the executive, in terms of ending the dispute, we're hoping that the executive might recommend this to the membership later on today or tomorrow.
Now it is short of the almost 24% that the pilots wanted, but it's far in excess. I think it's quite interesting of what the Labour Court previously recommended, which was 9% plus change, and you know, then some reviews after that. Does this send a signal to people that if you don't like what the Labour Court says the first time, if you go on strike, you'll get a better deal?
I mean, that's an interpretation. I don't think so, because I think what the court will say is, look, this is a very complex, complicated dispute. Very kind of specific group of workers, you know, quite a small group, you know, quite a distinctive group of workers. And a lot of the complication seems to be around that the parties just couldn't agree amongst themselves about this 2019 agreement they had done. And, you know, there was disputes as to who would pay for that and so on. And I think what the court has basically said is, look, you know, we looked at three issues in our interim recommendation back in May, and now we're recommending, you know, X, Y, and Z on these things, and you know, leave it at that and start again, essentially. And really, the court has more or less said this. It said, look, let's end this discussion about old agreements. Let's agree on a figure and then work forward from that.
Okay. With regard to what happens next, because I know lots of people are afraid to book their holidays or are hoping their holidays isn't going to be disrupted. The executive meets and then will the next move be a ballot and then a decision? And is that what people can expect over the coming days?
Yeah, exactly. So the executive will meet and they will either issue a recommendation for or against or indeed no recommendation, which is kind of, you know, vaguely against. And then they will have to be a ballot and the union members will have to vote on that. So the recommendation is there. It'll have to be considered. I mean, from the union's perspective, you know, they've gone on strike. There's potentially more action. They have a mandate. So to accept this recommendation kind of gives all that up and puts them back at square one, if you like, in terms of the dispute. So it's not a foregone conclusion by any means, because it took a lot to get to this point. You know, people don't like going on strike. It's a big thing. So I wouldn't necessarily, you know, we can be optimistic about this in that there's a deal, you know, put forward on the table by a third party. We can hope that this might lead to a resolution, but it probably will be some days by the time all of this plays out. And the outcome is not a foregone conclusion, I think.
Two last brief questions for you. The productivity, the increased productivity changes, the flexibility around the summer roster and all of that. In your view, do they look onerous to you, or do they look like reasonable, I suppose, changes being made to pilots' conditions?
For me, this looks like a fairly well-crafted recommendation in that what it says is it's not imposing certain measures of flexibility or productivity on the pilots, because I don't think the union would accept that and the pilots wouldn't accept that. But it is giving something to management. It's saying, look, we'll end this agreement that's in place at the end of the year, and that leaves you guys free to negotiate something else, which could include flexibility and productivity.
Okay. And very, very lastly, Forza, who is kind of the parent union of IALPA, is there any chance or likelihood, Michael, here? I've seen some speculation that Forza might not sanction any further industrial action at this point.
That's always a possibility. I mean, that will be very, very kind of controversial in terms of internal union politics and so on. I think, I mean, Fórsa has always been a union that tends to respect and abide by Labour Court recommendations. So I'm sure if the Fórsa feels that there's enough in this, and there, you know, you can certainly make the argument that there is, I would imagine they would be recommending to IALPA to go with this. But ultimately, and I suppose just maybe finally, there's a line in the Labour Court's recommendation which suggests that if this isn't resolved, there could be grave and unfavourable outcomes for all parties. And we can only speculate exactly what that means, but it's kind of portentous language. And I think it's a signal to all sides that, you know, that this could get very, very ugly if you don't accept the kind of compromise we're putting forward.
All right. Well, I think we all hope a compromise is reached, because many people have had their travel plans upended this summer, which is, particularly as you mentioned, that the pouring rain is something that they would be very sad about. Thank you very much for joining us this morning. That is Professor Michael Doherty, Professor in Employment Law at Maynooth University.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.